T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.987 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here at 6:47 on a Wednesday. Three big things. Kansas lawmakers claim mistakes by Governor Kelly's administration are making it more difficult for older Kansans to get vaccinated.
Two.
Wichita Public School students will no longer get time off for snow days this year. They'll work from home instead.
One.
Senate moving forward with Trump impeachment trial after Republicans challenge its constitutionality. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
No movement on the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area. Still looking at gasoline prices averaging around $2.19 a gallon. I'm seeing one of the retailers out there up to around $2.22 a gallon, but $2.19 still the average. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Decreasing clouds, but cold today with a high of 28 degrees. Mostly clear and cold tonight, the overnight low 19. Thursday, mostly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 43. Now cloudy, 24 degrees. A northwest wind at 10 miles per hour. Stocks finished in the red Tuesday ahead of tech earnings reports.
Fighting for gains and records on Wall Street. A volatile day turning negative in the final minutes, denying new highs for major averages. Investors weighing strong earnings results against COVID stimulus expectations. And in the minutes just after the bell, Dow component and software services giant Microsoft reporting a strong earnings result for its second quarter. Earnings and revenues handily beating expectations in each of the company's three main business segments, intelligent cloud, personal computing, and productivity. The company beating expectations on Wall Street. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
New York City officials have announced that two pension funds for city workers will pull an estimated $4 billion in investments from fossil fuel companies. City Comptroller Scott Stringer says the smart investment policy and smart climate solutions go hand in hand. Stringer and Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Monday that the boards of the New York City Employees Retirement System and the New York City Teachers Retirement System had voted to approve fossil fuel divestment.
Wow.
All right. 6:50 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Common conditions that can cut retirement short.
Yes.
Don
yes.
Grant, CFP, the money tracker with us.
Well, I'm here. Yeah.
Good morning, Don.
Well, you know, Steve, if you're like many American workers, the biggest thing that you'll ever save up for and buy is
a new house.
Your retirement.
Right.
Think about it. You're putting away 10, 15% of your salary. You know, you're putting it away for, you know, a 40-year-plus career. Then you live on those monies for another 30-plus years, generally, you know, depending upon how long you live. You may have the financial side of retirement covered, but there are several common conditions that psychologists have targeted that can change retirement. I found them in a couple of guides by financial writer Robert Laura. They have very little to do with money. First of all, losing a sense of purpose after leaving an engrossing career. The result is often not just wanting to get out of bed in the morning. The feeling that you're not the same person that you were before. feeling as though you're out of sync with your spouse. That's because you have to see him or her a little bit more, probably. If you're still working but limited hours, you may have a feeling that part-time work just wasn't a good idea. You want to go full-time or nothing at all. You don't follow through with things that you want to do, but you always used to. You have a problem saying no to adult children. You fall out of shape and are motivated to stay, you know, you're not motivated to stay trim and healthy as you did before when you were working. Or you become a victim of the boob tube and watch too much TV. Does any one of these things strike a chord with you? If so, do you consider them a bad thing? Examine the behaviors that have changed since you've left the workforce. Are they good? Or might they be habits or conditions that could shorten your life, or at least your quality of life? If you recognize a trait you want to change, find the tools to do that. Quantify the problem so that you can track progress. It may be as simple as setting an alarm clock, forcing yourself to get up, getting dressed, and working out every morning. Keep a log of your process, or you may require some professional help. You're not weak. If you seek help, just do it, because you want to live as long as you can in retirement. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Let me share something personal with you and the listeners this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 71 years old. My dad retired when he was 65.
Yeah.
My brother retired when he was 62, two of my brothers.
Right.
I'm still working. And I can go a while longer. I think I'm doing well on the radio.
I hope you do.
But what happens if that day when I'd say, well, I'm not going to do the radio anymore? To me, there are opportunities out there on the net and podcasting
that
could be kind of exciting for guys like you and me get together like that.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
But I don't know. It's the future's, in some ways, it's scary. Other ways, there might be some real opportunities.
You know everybody in town because you've done your Sunday show for so long, the Issues show, and that's of interest to people. You know, I could see how they keep you on a retainer just to do that.
Ted's in here. Don't no.
Oh yeah,
dummy up.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not the heir apparent. No. Not when there's a Hall of Famer still active.
Yeah,
come on now.
Well, you said Bob Uecker still doing play-by-play for the Brewers?
Wow.
He's 87?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, what's his name in St. Louis? He was a player for 9 years, and now he's been doing it for 30 years, and he's in his 80s. I think he's still doing
play-by-play. Mike Shannon?
Mike Shannon.
Is it Shannon?
Yeah.
Of course, we had Scully, too. Yeah. All right, guys, today is let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something that we can really agree on, chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
This is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Wow.
Now, in America, according to my sources, chocolate was consumed primarily as a beverage until the 1830s or 40s. Chocolate cakes, as we think of them today, mostly did not exist. According to the Denver Post, the chocolate cake was born in 1765 when a doctor and a chocolate maker teamed up in an old mill. They ground up cocoa beans between huge millstones to make a thick syrup.
Good idea.
Liquid was poured into molds shaped like cakes, which were meant to be transformed into a beverage. But, you know, the middle part of that, we had chocolate cake.
Well, so when you're drinking chocolate as a beverage, what are you doing? Sticking your head under one of those chocolate fountains at a party and just...
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
those
blah,
chocolate
blah.
Fountains? I haven't seen one of those in years, of course. I haven't been to many parties in a couple of years.
Yeah, no sneeze guard on them.
Well,
you know,
I tell the story. My
you
mom.
You wonder what's dripping down there.
Yeah,
fountain.
No kidding. My mom was, you know, my dad would go on the road when we were young. He'd go on the road and on his sales jobs, and he'd be out 5 days, come back on Friday, and he had two things he wanted. And one was my mom's boxed chocolate cake.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Those are good.
Yes. And a good chicken fried steak.
You know, I hate to say, everybody makes fun of school cafeteria food. But they made a good box cake like that, a big flat cake that had a nice little frosting. And maybe it was just because I got out of PE and I was hungry or something. That and the rolls.
Good stuff.
Oh, tell you how often I miss the old school cafeteria grub. That's no doubt about it.
Oh, man.
All right. Chocolate cake day. Thanks, guys. 6:55. Coming up 7 o'clock this morning, of course, in just a few minutes, top of the hour news with Steve and Ted. We'll cover all the news. Senate's moving forward with impeachment trial after a Republican challenge. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.